The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Oisin Coughlan is with me now, the Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, to talk less about the weather, more about the climate. Oisin, how do you marry the reality that in opinion poll after opinion poll after opinion poll, people say kind of climate change issues really matter, you know, and they do seem to now be kind of embedded in the consciousness as something that's really important and something to be dealt with. How do you marry that with the reality of kind of the green annihilation last weekend?
I think there's a couple of different dynamics, I think, but I think there's two really important ones. One is around the cost of living, and one is around government versus opposition and where the Greens fit in that and where and how green climate policies are mainstreamed. But I think the primary one, because I was just, before I came into this, looking at actually across Europe, it hasn't been uniform. Like, they made breakthroughs in Italy and Spain, the Green parties did in the European elections, but they were wiped out in Iceland in the last week or two, as well as here. And they did badly in Germany during the in the European elections. What's the key characteristic? The ones that are in government did badly.
Okay.
And basically, I think it is like 4 years ago, it was the zeitgeist was Greta Thunberg, and the Green parties were often in opposition. They came through in those elections, both European and national. But since then, we had, first of all, the COVID pandemic, which has kind of left everybody a bit angsty at times. But primarily, we had a cost of living crisis driven by COVID inflation, for a start, and then the war in Ukraine, and that affected energy prices.
Yeah.
And when people are concerned about making ends meet at the end of the month, it's really hard to give much priority to things that are, you know, even if they're beginning to happen, they feel like they're going to be much further away. And crucially, the way climate action often gets framed, primarily by centre-right parties, actually, is as individual behaviour change that involves taxes or incentives or investment. As opposed to, and this is happening now more in our own parliament, when you look at Soc Dems, Labour, and even Sinn Féin are presenting it more as we need more government investment, more government changing systems, whether it's energy or transport. But at the moment, it still comes across to people as an imposition on them. And in that case, when cost of living is the primary issue for them, and housing, of course, they're not likely to vote for the Greens as part of a ruling coalition. They're going to go and vote for other, social democratic parties or others offering a bit more of an alternative.
Yeah, that's interesting. It echoes actually kind of Ivan Yates' analysis over the weekend. And in advance of it, when he was kind of speculating how much vote they'd get, he kept kind of repeating on the podcast with Sean Defoe calling it that he just couldn't see where the vote would come from because they weren't going to get the pro-government vote. That would go primarily to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And they weren't going to get the anti-government vote anymore. So what vote were they going to get? They'd get the very core Green vote and then personal votes for different politicians.
And they weren't going to get transfers.
But they lost out and that fell between two stools.
I think the other, you mentioned the pro and anti-government there. I think the other aspect is that in a funny way, it has become more mainstream. You know, we passed a climate, take Ireland particularly, but even at European level, there's a European Green Deal law, there's the Nature Restoration Law, and we have our own climate law here. So I think there's a dimension to which people kind of just now, climate is one of the things people assume the government will address. Now, what exactly they do or how much they do, but along with like lots of other policies, they just expect it to be part of what government does. And therefore, maybe don't think they need, like if it's not the most important issue for them, don't think they need to particularly vote for a party based on climate. But it is worth saying, when you look at the exit poll, right, climate did decline from 2020, but it went from fifth place to sixth place. And we're still ahead of crime, childcare and value for money in public spending. And all, if think of everything we heard about the shelters, the bike shelters and the security shelter, those issues will be big policy issues and big media issues the next 5 years, as will climate be.
Yeah.
They just weren't the things that was animating the most voters. But the really interesting thing in the exit polls, given what's going to happen now with the government, is that 51% of all voters said that the current government hadn't gone far enough with climate action, compared to only 20% that said they'd gone too far. So like 2.5 times said, no, we want more, not less. And crucially, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voters, 47% said they hadn't gone far enough in Fianna Fáil and 44% of Fine Gael, compared to only 13-14 saying too far. So for every one voter in Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael that said they'd gone too far, you had three or four voters saying we hadn't gone far enough. Three voters going, we hadn't gone far enough.
Yeah.
So despite the kind of noise, like at the political level, where they were kind of throwing the Greens under the bus for political advantage, their own voters, primarily the plurality of them, want the next government or the current government to go further.
But do they want the government to go further in terms of government action, government investment, rather than, and this is maybe, you know, and perception is reality to a degree, but the perception that existed that the Greens were asking us as individuals to do things.
For sure. I think that is a real issue, and like optics, and as you say, is a reality. And I think it'll be interesting how the next government addresses this, because we have, you know, when we were a much smaller organisation and only got on the radio every so often, we would lead with emissions, pollution, reduction. Now that we have more established, we want to bring in the social dimension. We realise you have to make the climate action resonate with people's everyday concerns and address their everyday concerns. So, for example, people like public transport, you know, people like warmer homes, but they can't necessarily afford to buy an electric car, or they can't afford to retrofit their home. So we need the government to have a much more comprehensive set of policies to make those options affordable, accessible and appealing for everyone, as opposed to feeling like Fine Gael on bikes, you know, like the middle class option and talking down
so
to the rest
it,
of us.
Is it a communications issue, though, then, as much as anything? What I often was struck by is how often you might kind of challenge a Green minister or a Green TD, and the response would be, well, we have to do this to hit our emissions targets. That was kind of the response. And I'm not sure how many people at home
respond to that,
or when they're in the polling booth, are they worrying about what are kind of our 2030 emissions targets and whether we're going to hit them? You present the retrofitting scheme as a version of an SSIA, you know, you put this bit of money in now, we will help you.
You get lower fuel bills.
I never heard them. It wasn't my job to advise them. But
I mean, it wasn't done enough. I do think the media do tend to focus in, though, on the green bit of the Green Party. And it's hard. But I do think the Greens struggled to communicate or to prioritise or to get through a centre-right government those more social democratic ways of presenting it. I think it'll be interesting now, though, when we have a Dáil that looks like it'll be two centre-right parties and some independents who all the government parties all signed up to the climate law and to the targets.
Yeah.
And in the opposition, you have two social democratic parties, one Green TD and Sinn Féin, who probably all will be holding to account on how they do climate policy. So the government parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, saying they want to meet the targets. Fianna Fáil in particular said they were supporting really ambitious targets of 2040. Mm. And the opposition will be saying, well, how do you do that fairly?
Yeah.
How do you make sure people aren't, you know, put out of pocket, or how their cost of living isn't made worse and their lives are made better? So it'll be up to the centre-right parties to articulate that themselves, as opposed to like laying it, oh, that's the Greens' business, not our business.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
Do you think, and I'm not sure if I buy into this excuse, but I've heard it kind of preferred in the last few days, do you think they tried to do too much in government? That you know, this idea that you've got a certain amount of political capital currency, in other words, you can spend to kind of motivate or behavioural change, and that they tried to kind of overspend, that they should have kind of cherry-picked a couple of issues.
I don't think that, actually.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure whether it would have made any difference to the vote.
Because
I've been knocking around this issue for a while. I was around when they were in government the last time. They had less leverage. They were not as organised. They were not as ruthless. They were not as experienced. They were much more strategic and ruthless and determined. Now, whether people like what they did or not, at getting the stuff they wanted done through government this time. They were much more effective in government than they were 15 years ago. Now, it didn't do them any good, although I think it actually is a difference that there's one left, because it'll mean the other parties will have to keep talking about this, because otherwise they're gifting the Greens, you know, ground for the next elections. I think they were effective in government given they only had 12 seats.
Then reversing away from kind of party politics for a moment, are we on this kind of precipice of a period of much more significant kind of state investment rather than the kind of the behavioural change and the nudge theory and all
of
this?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I've said this before, Leo Varadkar, when they launched the relatively good climate action plan in 2019 that included the carbon tax increases that were a Fine Gael idea. Fine Gael, without the Greens' legislature for increases in carbon taxes every year to 2030, that's not how it was presented in the public. He said, this is about nudging individuals and businesses to change their behaviour.
Mm.
Now, COVID, the financial crash didn't really break the neoliberal model of you know, not having much state investment. COVID did. All the states in the world spent lots of money. Well, not all the states. So that's kind of like, all the parties in the election promised lots more money now, whether they can deliver. But there's no taboo anymore about talking about state investment and state leadership in sectors. And there's still an ideological divide on housing. But I think on climate, we know we need public transport, etc. So I think we need that, because I just don't think, like, if we had a carbon tax 30 years ago and it had risen steadily, then that might have been enough. But there's no way a carbon tax on its own will do the change we need right now. We need the state to lead this transformation, both to get it done and to make sure it's fair and inclusive for everybody who needs to be part of it.
Yeah, well, listen, maybe we'll have to keep an eye then on government formation and the eventual programme for government and see what it says about all of that. Oisín, thanks a million for coming in to us. Oisín Coughlan is Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.